she said.
It'll keep the sun off my face.
Yeah, except the sun's not shining, said Jack. He and Annie looked out the window. The sky was cloudy. The treehouse had landed in a small grove of trees near a creek. Beyond the trees was a wide open prairie. Green grass and wildflowers swayed in a chilly wind. In the distance, a train puffed across the prairie. Sparks of fire came out of its smokestack. Huge clouds of black smoke billowed into the gray sky.
Wow, said Jack.
He looked at the picture of the train in their book and read,
After the Civil War, the U.S. government built railroads to link the eastern and western parts of the country. By the 1870s, steam engines carried people across the Kansas prairie.
Jack pulled out his notebook and wrote, 1870s, trains across Kansas.
Let's get going, said Annie. We have to find that special writing for Morgan.
She started down the ladder. Jack packed his things in his leather bag and climbed down after her. When he stepped onto the ground, Jack looked toward the west. The train was gone. Only a thin trail of smoke floated across the sky.
That train was cool, said Jack. Yeah, and so is that, said Annie.
She pointed in the